June 17, 1242, corresponding to Vav Tammuz, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas, is a date on the Jewish calendar that is extraordinarily painful. It was the day that 24 cartload of Sfarim, Sifrei Kodesh, the Shas, were burnt to a crisp in the city of Paris in France. But it wasn't just that it was 24 cartloads of Sfarim. It wasn't just that it was somewhere between 10,000 and 12,000 books. Sfarim. But they were all in manuscript form. This was well before the printing press. And thus each work and manuscript that was destroyed was years upon years of work. Incredible energy went into writing each of these manuscripts, and the destruction caused terrible disaster. The rabbinate of France, European Jewry, world Jewry, was taken as a result of the utter destruction. And where would it leave French Jewry and European Jewry? And this was something that the Rabbanim and the city would have to deal with. But it didn't just happen out of nowhere, because several years ago it began. The great apostate, the well-known apostate, the Rasha Nicholas Donin, charged the Talmud with blasphemy against God, against the church, and against Christianity. And he told the king, King Pius IX, otherwise known as St. Louis, as well as others, that including in the Bible was terrible, terrible things that needed to be dealt with. And thus the Talmud was placed on trial. And the Rishonim, led by Rabbi Chila ben Pariz, the Smak Rav Moshe Mikutzi, were called upon to defend the Talmud in this disputation against Donin. And Donin had multiple charges against the Talmud. And the Smak and Rabbi Chila ben Pariz defended the Talmud with incredible scholarship, fluency, and sensitivity and scholarship. But nonetheless, it was a foregone conclusion. The Pope and the king decided that the Talmud needed to be burnt, and thus, several years later, on that very day, Vav Tammuz, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas, June 17th, 1242, these 10,000 Svarim, the Shas, on that date were destroyed. But the reaction of the Rabbanim of the city, and the reaction of the Rabbanim in Europe, and those who actually were eyewitness to these events, had very, very different reactions in terms of how to deal with this tragedy, with this tzara, with this terrible incident which occurred. I'd like today to show with you three different approaches, responses, that the Gedolei Rishonim had to this tragedy. The first of which is the Maharam Mirotenberg, the well-known Maharam, the Rebbe of the Rosh, one of the last of the Balei Tosfos. The Maharam was so pained by witnessing this event that he authored the well-known Kina, which we all recite annually on Tisha B'Av, Shali Srufa B'Esh. And you read the words of the Kina, you can feel the pain, the suffering, the tragedy, and the longing for better days. Listen to the words of Maharam Mirotenberg toward the end of this Kina. I am left behind like someone bereft of all of his children. Utterly forlorn, so have I been left all alone. Elbash ve'eskas besak kili ma'od yekaru. Because I am in so pained, the clothes, and cover myself with sackcloth. Because your martyrs are very precious to me and powerful. The Maharam continues to question, to wonder, bewildered why this had occurred, and prays and hopes for better days ahead. Thus the Maharam's response to this tragedy was one of question, not pinning it upon a certain event, not even claiming to understand the reason for the tragedy. But the Maharam placed his heart, his soul, his mind, and authored a kina, begging, praying for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and commemorating this terrible event. However, there's a very different approach. Rav Hillel Mivorona, the outstanding Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, penned a letter where he had a very different approach as to why this had occurred. And Rabbeinu Hillel Mivorona explained that he believed that it was based upon many Rishonim who were vehemently opposed to the Rambam's position in philosophy, specifically his Sefer Mada, and moreover his Sefer Mori Nevuchim, his Guide to the Perplexed. His philosophical approach was something that was felt very strongly opposed by his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah Migorodna. And therefore explains Reb Hillel Mivaron in a letter that I will read momentarily the reason for the burning of the Talmud, of the Svarim and the Sifrei Kodesh in the city of Paris was as a result of the fact that many, many Jews opposed the Svarim of the Rambam and even burnt them in the very same place where the Svarim of the shuls of the city or Paris were burnt. Says Reb Hillel Mivaron in this letter, "V'intishalein, you'll ask me, mi odeya she'osam gzeiros hayab avon sreifas amada v'amora? How do I know that the reason for the burning of the Svarim in the city of Paris, the 24 cartloads, the 10,000 to 12,000 manuscripts, the reason for their destruction was as a result of the burning of the Svarim of the Rambam? Encha, says Reb Hillel Mivaron, I'll tell you why. Hine ha'os v'hamofes shelo hifsiku arba'im yom. It's not even 40 days. Miyom sreifa sifrei Rabbeinu. From the time that the Svarim of the Rambam were burnt. L'sreifa sifrei ha'talmud. From the time of the burning of the Svarim of the Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim, and Sefer Hamadon. Not even 40 days elapsed from the date June 17th, 1242, Vav Tammuz Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. Uba also Mokum, the exact same place. Nisrifu Kol HaSvarim VaPerushim Shemimtzu BeParis. All the Svarim in Paris were burnt in the very same location. Vinisariv Efer Sifrei HaTalmud BeEfer Sifrei Amad of Amora. And the ashes of the Svarim of the Rambam were mixed, were intermingled with the Svarim in the city of Paris. Ki hoya ha'dain ha'efer b'mokum, the ashes of the Svarim of the Rambam were still there. V'hudim v'goyim yodu alter, Jew and non-Jew alike in the city of Paris knew right away. Ki din shamayim hoya was a heavenly decree. Umimarum sholchu esh, and from heaven a fire was sent. Ki sholchu yad b'sifrei ha'kodesh, because they placed a hand and burnt the Svarim of the Rambam. Continues Reb Hillel Mivaron, Varav Rabbeinu Yonah Hagadmi Barcelona, my Rebbe Rabbeinu Yonah from the city of Barcelona in Italy. Hayarosh Vikatsin, he was at the head. I'll call Osam Haros Hagadolos against all those who opposed the Rambam. Asher Nasu Bitzarfas, Vas Namalavavo. Rabbeinu Yonah felt very, very pained as a result of what he did. V'kibel alav, accepted upon himself, l'leches l'shtateach al kever Rabbeinu. He promised that he would go to beg forgiveness of the Rambam at his kever in the city of Tveria. V'livchos al kvaro shivu yamim, and to fall on the grave of the Rambam for 7 days, that the Rambam should be mochel him. And continues Rav Hillel Mivaron, this is why this disaster happened. This is why this disaster occurred as a result of the way the Svarim of the Rambam were treated. It said, however, Rav Hillel Mivaron doesn't write it in this letter, that may be the reason Rabbeinu Yonah wrote his famous work, Sha'arei Tshuva, that it was his form of doing tshuva as a result of his opposition to the Svarim of the Rambam. The Maharam had his approach. Rav Hillel Mivaron had his approach. And let me share with you a third approach as to the reaction of this tragedy. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tainis, Simin Tuf Kuf Pei, a list of many dates on the Jewish calendar that one should fast. However, the Ramah and the Mechaber list certain dates. But the Magen Avraham adds one more. And I quote, V'yisa b'ksavim, it says in the Svarim, and in the writings of the Arizal, Shiroi l'chol bar yisrael livchol sal sreifas ha'Torah. It's appropriate for every Jew to cry about the burning of the Torah. Shemikoas en nimsar ha'Torah b'klipos ha'mokom yachs yelanu b'meher v'yameinu. We should cry about the destruction of the Svarim of the Talmud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days. Kasav Atanya, the Magen Avraham continues quoting the Tanya Rabasi, an unknown author, somewhere in the 13th century, probably an abridged form of the Sefer Shibboleth Haleket. B'yom Hashishi Parshas Chukas, on the 6th day, Erev Shabbos of Parshas Chukas, this coming Friday, close to 800 years ago, Nogu Yechidim Lehesanos, there are certain individuals who have the custom to fast. Shiva'oso hayom nisrifu chaf kronos meleim svarim. On that day, 20 cartloads of svarim were destroyed. The Magen Avraham has 20, as you'll see momentarily. The Shiboleth Leket has 24, which is the classic understanding. Bitzorfas, in the city of France. V'lo kavu oso bimei hachodesh. The day of the fast is not given a calendar date, but rather was given the date of Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. and continues the reason why, because Shemitoch Sheilas Cholam Derabbanim in the city of Tzfas asked of God via a dream, why did this occur? No dalem shiyom ha-parsha gorm, it's as a result of the day of the parsha that it occurred. That Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. Gzeira satora, zos chukas satora. The parsha begins, zos chukas satora, umitargaminan. The targum translate, da gzeira oraisa. It's a decree of the Torah, it's a decree of heaven. And thus the Rabbanim of the city, through this heavenly dream, when they inquired as to why it occurred, they said it was a gzeira, it was a decree from heaven. And thus for posterity, that date, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, would become a fast that certain individuals would accept upon themselves, not Vav Tammuz, but rather Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, the day that the burning of the Svarim of the Talmud took place, 24 cartloads, 10,000 manuscripts were destroyed. But if you take a look in the original source, in the Shibboleth HaLeket, which is the source of the Sefer, Tanya Rabasi, he recounts the events as follows. Ubinyan Sreifas HaTorah Kasav Nezel Ezecher Al Mashi'ira B'yameinu Al Rov Avonoseinu Asher Gar Mulanu V'nisufa Torah Selokeinu, the Torah B'Kadosh Baruch has been burnt. Biyom Shishi, on Friday, Parshas Vizos Chukas HaTorah Ke'esrim V'arba, 24 cartloads of Svarim, Sifrei HaTalmud Halachos Agados Nisufu B'Tzorfas. Kasher Shamanu L'Shma Ozen, we heard about this, we understood what occurred. V'gan Min HaRabbanim Shayusham, the rabbis who were there, who were eyewitness to this event. Shamanu She'asu She'ilas Chalom, they asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a heavenly dream. Ladas, to understand him, Gzeira Himei Sabore, is this indeed a decree of heaven? V'heshivu Lehem, the response they got, V'da Gzeira Oraisa. This is a heavenly decree, which is the targum on the words, the three opening words of Parshas HaShavua, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Uperusho V'da B'yom Vav, on the Friday, the sixth day, V'es Chukas HaTorah Hi Gzeira. Umeoso Yom Ve'elach, says the Shibboleth HaLeket, or B'chizkiyo Ben Avram HaRofe, from that day onward, Kavu HaYechidim Aleim Lesanos V'b'chol Shana V'shana, and from then on, individuals accepted upon themselves to fast every Friday, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, V'lo Kavu L'me'echodesh, they didn't give it a calendar date, but rather on Friday, because that was the day that it occurred, Yom HaParsha Gorim. So thus we see three very, very disparate approaches as to how to deal with this tragedy. The Maharam Rutenberg wrote a kina, didn't pin it to a certain reason, but expressed the pain and the suffering. Rav Hillel Verona explained that the basis for the destruction and the burning of the Svarim of the Talmud was as a result of the burning of the Svarim of the Rambam. And other Rabbanim of the city of Tzfas had a different approach to ask through a heavenly dream why it occurred, and thus they understood that it was a gzeira min hashamayim, a gzeira satora, zos chukas satora, vidog gzeira de araisa, and thus the way that they commemorated this date was by establishing a fast. But this date continued to be a date that was really commented upon and commemorated by other Jewish communities, not just in Paris. In the early 1700s, one of the great Rabbanim, Reb Chaim Palagi, a Rav in Turkey, writes in his Sefer Moed Lekol Chai, Ubireinu Izmir, in the city of Izmir in Turkey, Nahirna Mikan Havina Talia, I remember since I was a child, Vayukama Anashim, there were certain individuals, Sochrim, business people, they wouldn't go out to work. They wouldn't engage in business and commerce and in travel the Friday of Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. And whatever they had to do on the Friday of Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, they would take care of it on Thursday, the day before. V'heinod hayom rabim nisharim, and today, in the 1700s, the early 1700s, Reb Chaim Ben Palagi writes, many shelo leilech me'ir l'kfarm yom zeh, many don't travel all together on this day. But it wasn't just the Shibboleth HaLeket, it wasn't just the Tanya Rabasi, it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, and other Sfarim. But you'll see as well the Ramchal, who lived in the late 1700s, the early 1800s, also recognized this date as a very significant one. And he writes that in his city, in Italy, he also suffered as a result of a terrible tragedy, burning of the Talmud, which took place in Italy during his lifetime. Shehayu bavonoseinu harabim me'ayin yatsu. How did this occur? Why did this happen? Ki ein davar bli shorish, there's no thing that occurs without a reason. And he writes, V'ha'emes, the truth for why the burning of the Svarim took place. Ki ha'gedel ezehu shim Yisrael me'misin atzman al devei Torah. Jews are required to kavyachol kill themselves in the study of Torah. The beginning of this week's Parasha Chukas and Chazal Rashi quotes mean that to say that a person should kill himself over the Torah, the study of the Torah. And therefore the Ramchal concludes, V'ha'emes ki b'makomos elu, in the cities and in the areas in Italy. Hayu kitrugi ha'Torah yosa, there was a very strong indictment against those who were involved in the Torah study. They weren't really working hard in their study of Torah. They were enjoying the pleasures. This is what was happening in Italy. And thus the Ramchal, similar to Rabbi Hillel Mivorona, explains that there's a basis and a reason for this tragedy, which occurred in his lifetime, in the cities that he lived in. And in Italy, specifically in the late 1700s and the early 1800s, says the Ramchal that we didn't work hard enough in Torah. When you don't work enough hard in Torah, Zos Chukas HaTorah is going to be the basis and the reason. And thus you see these very, very different approaches. The approach of the Maharam, the approach of Rabbi Hillel Mivorona, the approach of the Rabbanim of the city of Tzfas, but the common denominator is that the Torah is something that is so critically connected to each of us. Istakel be'araisa u'bara alma. Kucha brichu v'yisrael v'araisa charu. The Torah is one and we are one with it, and thus Donin and apostates and everybody understood throughout the years, throughout the decades and the centuries, that the Jew and the Torah intertwine and interconnected, and without the Torah, without Chazal, without Torah Shebal Peh, we have nothing. And thus they try to burn the Talmud. They tried to destroy the Sfarim and the Sifrei Kodesh. But at the end of the day, we bounced back. We came back. We wrote more. We studied more. And included in that was the Rishonim and the Achronim, and we built and we developed. And nothing can put us down, and a Jew who's dedicated to the Torah and to Torah study will continue. And that's not something that anybody's able to understand but us. So thus, as we find ourselves in the beginning of Chodesh Tammuz, we move from Vav Tammuz to Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas as we prepare for the 3 weeks, beginning with Shavasar B'Tammuz, climax with Tisha B'Av. We are entering very difficult, painful, challenging weeks. But the goal of the Jew is to turn these weeks into inspiring days, to rebuild, to restart, to do tshuva, and to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the destruction to bring us to building, and the challenges to bring us to heightened places. May we be zocha to continue our strength in our study of the Torah. Zos Chukas HaTorah Adum Kiyamus Ba'ohel. Let's continue to learn, to study, to connect ourselves with the way we shan. And that this day, Vav Tammuz, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, ultimately, like all fast days, many don't, of course, fast. It's not a commonly known fast, but it should turn to a day of sason and simcha, a day of happiness and joy. Be'ezus Hashem, the 3 weeks should be May simcha v'sason. Have a wonderful Shabbos.